Not a premeditated response to what had transpired in Cairo.
But Republicans charged the White House knew almost immediately Benghazi was a terror attack and concealed it to protect President Obama's re-election campaign. The administration insisted Ambassador Rice was speaking from the best information available at the time. 4 months later, then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton took on Senate Republicans at a hearing.
The fact is, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again.
The incident launched parallel investigations by the FBI, the State Department, and Congress to do just that. One was by an independent accountability review board appointed by Secretary Clinton and headed by retired former ambassador Thomas Pickering. That December, it issued a stinging report on what happened that night, and it called the consulate's security posture inadequate for Benghazi and grossly inadequate to deal with the attack.
It was deficient in security supplies. It was probably deficient in the security manning of the post. There were ongoing security problems in Benghazi, which we felt should have alerted the department to deal with those issues. Many of the questions presented to the department were answered in the negative when they probably should have been positively responded to.
And are you saying there were requests for additional security there and they were denied?
There was an ongoing request for additional security, and a number of them were not responded to properly and positively, yes.
The Pickering review cited, quote, systemic failures and leadership and management deficiencies at the State Department, a consulate that was severely under-resourced with regard to certain needed security equipment, and a short-term staff rotation that resulted in diminished institutional knowledge, continuity, and mission capacity. Pickering said the review board closely examined whether the U.S. military could have scrambled forces elsewhere to the attack site.
And it was very clear to us that the nearest assistance was called upon right away, but the requirement to mobilize aircraft and move those Marines in Spain was not sufficient to get it there in time.
Three State Department officials resigned immediately after the report. The report did not fault Secretary Clinton.
Did you try to follow the chain of command, as it were, the chain of responsibility all the way to the top?
Absolutely.
So did it ever go to the Secretary of State?
I have no indication that any of these decisions went to the Secretary of State.